Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Well, I'm so excited for episode number two. We're going to talk today about finding your gift, and I'm so passionate about this topic because there's so many people out there that just go after careers, they just go after job titles, but they're not utilizing their gift and they're not passionate in their life. And when you're not passionate, then you're completely miserable. I really believe that if I'm to help you in any way, if I'm going to help you succeed, if you're somebody that's listening to my podcast and you want to be an entrepreneur, or you already are an entrepreneur, or you're trying to find what it is that you're called to do, if I just gave you all this information on how to succeed in a certain area of your life and you went down the wrong path, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be miserable. So the best thing that I can do, first and foremost, is to help you to find and identify your gift. And remember that life, it should never be limited by a job title. It should never be limited by just one demographic that we go after or one aspect of our life that we go after. And we're going to really pick apart this so that you can really create something for yourself and a blueprint for your life that will really allow you to thrive. So first of all, I want to dispel the rumor that if you're passionate about something, that that's your purpose. How many people out there listening right now have heard this? Just find what you're passionate about and go after that. But I want to give us a little bit of different viewpoint on all of this. Let's talk about this because you can listen to somebody talk about what they're passionate about and then suddenly you feel all of this passion. And you think, this is what I want to do because they're really passionate and now I'm really passionate. And then you go after it and you're going after it and you're working after it. And then all of a sudden you're like, where's my passion? I'm not passionate. I hate this. And it's because you had a whole lot of passion, but you were not exercising your gift. So it is possible to be passionate about something that is not our purpose and not our calling. It's just because there's some element of something in there. Either someone else is passionate about something and it's contagious, or there's something in that that we actually identify with that is connected to our gift, but we just need to learn how to activate it and learn how to identify our gift first. So let's talk about this. First of all, I'm going to tell you what your gift is not. Your gift is not the skills that you've learned in your jobs. It's not what you learned in school. It's not your knowledge from all the books that you read. It's not your career, okay? It's not like your talent and things that you've learned. Your gift is the single thing that you can do better than anyone else or that comes really easy to you that you really don't even have to think about. So let's break this down a little bit. Because a lot of times you may say to yourself, okay, well, this is my gift over here, but so-and-so, they're a lot better than me in this gift, and therefore I'm not going to use my gift. And that stops a lot of people in their tracks because they see all these other successful people at a higher level than them and who have been exercising their gift and building their gift for a really long time, and then they won't even try. So first of all, let's talk about how you even discover your gift. For those of you who are like, I don't even know what my gift is. I totally understand. Because for me, I had to go back to my childhood and begin to ask myself, before I learned all of my skills and all the things, because I'm very much a person that loves to figure things out, loves to learn. I'm always reading and I've had a ton of work experience. So I've had a ton of skills. And I've went to school for a ton of different things, and that was just part of my personality. So I really had to go back to my childhood and begin to ask myself what it was that people came to me for. And Throughout my life, people have come to me for advice on how to succeed, and I absolutely love giving them solutions. I absolutely love being the problem solver. If you have a problem, I love to give you the solution, okay? That is a huge passion for me, and it's what people would come to me for. And also, I was very much of an entrepreneur and all these other things. So I really broke down my gifts, because you can actually have more than one gift. And I started to break down all my different gifts and really figured out what it was that I needed to operate in order to feel passionate. So I want to just take a moment and just ask yourself, go back to your childhood and really think, what did people come to you for? What comes really easy to you? And when you were a kid, when there was no rules, when you could do anything that you wanted to, when you weren't getting paid for it, what were you doing? What was it that you were investing your time in? For me, I was going door-to-door selling smashed berries, trying to sell a product that I felt was ice cream topping and could possibly be jam. I was creating artwork and selling it to the neighbors. I was creating a parade for everybody to march in and getting all the kids to dress up so that we could create a parade. I was going out and I had a workout group for five-year-olds. I think I was probably eight. And I was always creating this vision of what we could do and getting everybody to be part of it. And so what was it for you that you were really passionate about and really that you love to do? The next thing that you want to do, once you really have solved the question of what your gift is, then it's really important to begin to develop that gift. And this is where a lot of people get stuck, because they think that just because they have put their gift into a certain vehicle, if you will, and they have grown in that vehicle forever, that then they cannot switch because, well, it's going to be something completely different. But if you're loyal to your gift and utilizing your gift and you're faithful to the actual outcome that you want in your life, then the how really doesn't matter. And I actually have walked in this in my life throughout my life. I'm a very, again, I mentioned before, a passionate learner. And so there are things that I have been passionate about that weren't necessarily my purpose. And so it took me a while to really identify my gift. And I wish that somebody would have sat me down when I was younger and helped me to identify what that gift was, what my actual gift was, so that I could focus on that rather than, you know, just going after things that I was passionate about. However, I am very much of an entrepreneur. And so, you know, I went at one point to learn how to be a web developer and a web designer and all of that, learning programming, started a business in web development. That was my first business. I wouldn't say that maybe my path wouldn't have been any different, but I think that when I got older and I established a nonprofit in ministry and I was doing that and growing that and writing books for that and more of a public type of organization where other people really knew, started to know me for that. And then now I've switched and I have this organization, A Call to Thrive, to help people thrive in their lives. And a lot of people were really frustrated with me when I made that shift, because they're like, wait a minute, we have you pegged as this over here, and now you're doing this over here. But they only knew one dimension of me. And when you are faithful to your gift, as opposed to the vehicle that you're demonstrating your gift in, you're still after the same thing. The end goal is still the same. I want to talk about then the process of growing it. So you may, one aspect, put your gift into, let's say your gift is communication, and you're going to start to blog. You're going to start to do some podcasts. Maybe you're going to start to do some Periscope, and you're going to grow in these things and become a better communicator over time. But then you're going to hit a wall at some point, and you're going to say, no longer bringing me passion because you're not growing. This is another thing that people really get stuck on, is they will grow in their gift and then they get stagnant and they begin to wonder why they're not passionate. So if that is you out there and you feel unmotivated, you've lost your hustle, you don't know what's wrong with you, it could possibly be that you need to take your gift and put it into the next vehicle. You need to take it to the next level. So what is your next level? And this really comes down to, as well, having a vision for ourselves long term that's not limiting, but that is actually going to stretch you, to grow you, and to cause you to bring your skills to the next level, bring your gift to the next level. Now, I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, everything that I've worked for, everything that I've learned over time is worthless because I'm just supposed to use my gift. Because when you take all the skills that you have learned and everything that you have learned, and then you partner it with your actual gift, that's when you begin to have a very unique brand. That's when I can see you and go, wow, that person really has an amazing gift and they're amazing with these talents and you really stand out and you really know what your particular brand is to the world. And a lot of people haven't found that and they will just go after all of the knowledge, but they're not expressing their gift. Or they'll go after a gift, but they'll not learn anything and put the hustle into educating themselves to bring value to anybody. So those are very important things. I don't want to minimize the skills that you've probably already put a lot into and learned, but it's just a matter of making sure that you identify that gift and you actually put that into practice and you continue to actively grow it. Then I want to talk about the issue of comparing yourself to other people. And I mentioned this briefly a little bit in the beginning of this podcast. But a lot of times we will compare our point A to somebody else's point Z in the process of growth. Now, if you have a similar gift to somebody else and then their gift is already grown and at another level, you can't compare your point A to their point Z. You have to submit to the process of growth. You have to submit to the process and put yourself through that process intentionally so that you grow in the way that you're supposed to be growing. And the other thing is that you may not take the same path as somebody else. You may identify that they have a very similar gift as you, but you actually made your skills and your talents that you have actually learned over the years may take you in a slightly different path. You may have a very similar gift, but it will look very different in the end. So never compare yourself to somebody else and say, oh, well, my gift isn't good enough because somebody else is better, because there is a group of people that are waiting for your obedience and utilizing your gift that only you can touch, that only you can reach, that are going to hear your message and not somebody else's message. So don't minimize your personal impact that you can have. And the last thing that I really want to talk about in this podcast is that absolutely everything that we do in this life, from what we eat to what we go watch, like a movie or whatever it might be, absolutely everything that we do because it produces a feeling in our lives. And that feeling will either bring us happiness or we might feel gratitude, whatever it may be. Even our relationships, the relationships we have with people, we have those relationships because it produces a feeling. We might love somebody and show affection towards somebody because that makes us feel good that we're caring for that person. What you need to do is you need to ask yourself, what are the emotions and the feelings that I need to create in my life in order to be fulfilled? You may actually really need to have certain people in your life that you are pouring into, that you're loving on, in order to feel that feeling of, wow, I'm loving on somebody. That feels wonderful. You may really need in your life the feeling that you're helping people. You're helping people around. That's a common need. A lot of people just want to feel you're part of something bigger than yourself and you're helping people. So for me, one of the things that I need in my life, I need to feel like I'm thriving. I need to feel like every day I'm helping somebody succeed, that I'm solving a problem. I absolutely love to solve problems. And if I'm working on solving a problem, I absolutely love that process as well. So I will put the work in and I will put the research in order to solve the problem. So what I have started to do was create a lifestyle where I'm solving the problems, I'm bringing the solutions, I'm creating the solutions, and I'm helping people succeed. Then I feel like I'm thriving. Then I feel like everything that I'm doing is worth it. And my passion is activated. So I hope that this podcast has helped you today, because it is so important to understand what your gift is, because that's going to activate the passion in your life. And it's so important to ask yourself what the emotions that you need in your life to feel happy are, and come up with a plan to create the life that you need in order to produce those feelings in your life. Now, I can take this to a whole nother level, and I can tell you that you can have those emotions in your life even today. And that is by having faith and believing that those things are in your existence today. And that when you actually believe, not hope that it might happen someday, but when you actually stay in a state of belief, then you actually produce those same emotions even right now, and you can actually feel filled even as you go after those dreams. And that's another way that you can continue to help yourself stay motivated. So I hope that this podcast helped you today. I felt that it was imperative that I would touch on this topic before we start to really get into the more of the how-tos on how to succeed in your life, because if you're going down the wrong path, if you're going after the wrong dream, if you are not putting your gift in the right vehicle and you're not growing, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to feel passionate. You're not going to be fulfilled. And so that's why I really believe in this message. And I hope that it helps you. I hope that you really discover what your gift is. If you have any questions, if you need help along the way, guys, feel free to reach out to me. That's why I'm here. That is why I do what I do. Feel free to send me emails, contact me, and I will put all those links below. You can contact me through my website, all of my social media, and I will respond. And if you're on Snapchat, find me on Snapchat. That's a wonderful way to reach out to me, because you can send me a private message and the whole world doesn't have to see, and I can send you a message back. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for subscribing, and I hope to see you on social media throughout the week. And make sure that you let me know that you're listening. And I want to build relationships with you guys, because I care. I really absolutely care that you succeed in your life. And if I can be a part of that, if you're allowing me to be a part of that, I'm extremely grateful. So have a wonderful week, guys. And if you want more information, or if you want to visit my blog that I put out, other content that I'm putting out all week, you can visit me at amymontgomery.com.